Good evening. I want to welcome all of you here this evening and thank you so very much for coming out. It's been a long time since I've been involved in this, so I may have forgotten how to do some of this, but we're very pleased that you could use your time this evening in this way to sing hymns and praises to our Father. So thank you again for being here. Again, in the process of doing this, we would ask that we're not going to have everybody come to the front, but and we're going to start here on the left-hand side. Those of you who are Christian men, one at a time, we'll start on my left, your right, and those of you who would like to lead a song, one at a time, just come forward and pick a song or have a song ready, announce it, the song number, how many verses, and that will then be projected onto the screen. We'll give Kenny time to get that done, and then we'll proceed with the singing of our songs and that particular song. We will do this until 8 o'clock. We will be singing until 8 o'clock. So, and that's all I have this evening. I have asked Grant Embry to lead us in our first prayer. Again, keep in mind as we pray and as you do in your private prayers, the health and well-being of members that we have who are suffering from illnesses and sicknesses and things like that. So, let us begin with our singing worship this night.
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we come before you thanking you for this beautiful day that you have provided for us. Father, we thank you for giving us this opportunity to gather together to sing praises to thy name. Father, we pray as we sing that we'll sing from the heart, that we'll look at the words and we'll meditate upon the words of the songs. Father, we pray that we'll edify each other as we sing. Father, we pray for the sick, that the ones that would like to be here but cannot. Father, we pray that you'd be with them and comfort them and heal them. Father, we pray that you'll always forgive us of our sins and lead us away from temptation. In Christ's name, amen.
We'll turn to 530 in the big red book. We'll do all three verses of this song, Looking to Thee. There it is. We'll do all three verses.
Thank you. Number 79 in the supplement. 79 in the supplement. Softly, so softly.
Do me.
Supplement, the battle belongs to the Lord.
Oh, The elders have asked, Dennis has asked to teach us a new song tonight called The Armor of Light. So we will sing that one together and learn that together tonight. We'll get that pulled up here in a second. And I think the song, I know Dennis has been asking for about a year now to lead this song, and I think it fits our theme so well. And I think it's probably why we're wanting to try to learn this together. So we'll sing this song. We will do the first verse all together with the soprano part, and then we'll stop, restart, and do the whole song. It is in a minor key. We like minor songs here. I know you guys know how to sing minor songs, so we'll pitch it minor, but we'll all sing together in the very beginning, and then we'll stop and start again. Do, so, mi, it's the major. Do, ti, la, starting note, la.
Oh! 107 in the supplement.
Hold my hand. If I stop singing, just keep on going.
Oh, Number 15 in the supplement. Number 15. I really want to exaggerate the dynamics on this, so our softs will be soft and our louds will be loud, so on and so forth. Do.
Thank you.
Heavenly sunlight. Let's make sure that we keep it upbeat and not slow down. No, so.
Supplement. 29 in the supplement. We'll sing all four verses. You are my all in all.
Yeah.
number 439 in the big book. The law.
Alto and the tenor to sing out louder than the soprano and bass at the chorus. If you know this song, you'll know why. They kind of had the melody there, and then we'll all come back together and slow down each verse at the end. We'll sing all three verses.
Thomas's song. All right, can I get a show of hands? How many people have ever heard this song before? Well, that's actually pretty good. All right, this is a really good song. It highlights maybe the lowest point of any of the apostles' lives, and that's right after Jesus died. So what we're going to do is we're singing a song. We are singing Thomas's words, right? What he felt, what he thought, and what he questioned, right? It's from this moment in his life that we know him as Doubting Thomas, which is not super flattering. But what I want to do for this is we're going to sing the first two verses kind of quickly. And then when we get to the point where Thomas realizes, oh, he really is back, we're going to slow it down and be a little bit more from the heart with those. So the song goes verse 1 and 2, and then we'll sing a chorus. Then verse 3 and 4, and we'll sing a slightly different chorus. And then at the very end, there is a little coda that we will sing.
Domi.
Yeah.
All four verses. I tried to, I'll be honest, I tried to look to cut a verse out to save a little time in case somebody else wants to lead, but I cannot cut a verse out of the song. That's too good. Do me. Sorry, one sec. Do me.
Wasn't that a great song that Robert led? Beautiful song. It's one of my favorite songs. I want you to turn to 451. 451 will be our song. And I don't know if it's going to be the last song or not. Bob will check that out. But 451, Jesus is all the world to me. And that'll go well with the song that we just sung. 451, we're going to sing the first, third, and fourth verse of this song. 451. Jesus is all the world to me.
Song number 12. We'll close with song number 12. All three verses, including the chorus after each verse, He's my King.
Jesus, I sing, He's my song, my song.
brings our service to a close this evening. Again, thank you for being here, especially if you're visiting with us tonight. We want to welcome you back when you do have the opportunity. Sunday morning, of course, we have our Bible classes and worship, and Sunday evening again. Keep in mind, those of you who are aware and know of our webpage, go to the webpage prayer list and consider those who need our prayers and desperately covet those prayers. So, and so that's all I have this evening to say. Please be careful on your way home. I've asked Jeff Williams to close out our worship and service tonight with a word of prayer. And then we will be dismissed.
Let's pray together. Our Father, we humbly come before you at this time, so grateful to you for this chance that we've had to be together. Father, we thank you for the gift of music, specifically the gift of song. We thank you for these songs that we've been able to sing tonight, Father. We pray that we paid close attention to the words, that we've sang truth in each of them. We pray, Father, that you have been pleased with our efforts here tonight, that we've brought glory to your name. And as a result of that, Father, that we've all been edified and built up so that we can be stronger and closer to you. We ask you to be with us as we leave this place tonight, Father. Be with everyone who's here. Please give us safe trips home. Father, we are mindful of so many who are sick. We're battling all kinds of ailments, serious diseases. We are facing all kinds of issues, Father, and we ask you to see to their needs as only you can and help us to have the heart of a servant and do whatever we can to help them as well. Father, we are so thankful for the gift of your Son. We're so grateful that he was willing to die on our behalf so that when this life is over, we can spend eternity with you. We love you so much, Father. It's through him we pray. Amen.